When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly K-pop dose here with us. And we are available on all platforms. And Haley, where else can they check us out?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
This is supposed to be one of those pre-recorded episodes.
Yeah.
That we said we would have. Mm-hmm. But guess what? It's not. It's because we actually ended up having a little bit of time before we're about to leave. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll only have two pre-recorded episodes.
Yes.
And this one we're going to talk about, there's been a lot of actually like K-pop stuff going on. This is like, we're recording this like Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And man, even though the episode literally just dropped, like our recent one mm-hmm. was yesterday, it feels like a lot of stuff still happened.
I feel like stuff always happens, so, like every second.
So we took advantage of that and we're going to make this an actual episode-ish. Mm-hmm. And then anything that happens Saturday through next Wednesday, we're in Japan.
So, yeah.
Or kind of.
Yeah.
Half of it, we're in Japan. So here we are. And we do have some news, like I said. Some interesting stuff. And some actually, there's BTS. Okay, so there's going to be BTS, Stray Kids,
mm-hmm.
some Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
And we will start off with some NewJeans. Because Haley, did we talk about this in another podcast episode?
We just talked about the Coca-Cola.
So we haven't talked about I think this is like amongst friends, right? I think we were like saying that like, oh, this, I bet you they're going to have like a collab with, we were joking around that
like
NewJeans should collaborate with like a jeans company.
A jeans brand, yeah.
Guess what? It happened. Mm-hmm. It actually happened. They are collaborating, or like, are they brand ambassadors? I have no idea. For Levi's.
Levi jeans.
So that makes, this is like the K-pop collab that
makes sense.
The most damn sense out of any type of collab you could do
mm-hmm.
with an artist. There you go. NewJeans and Levi's. And I think they've been like getting like a lot of pictures of them, like even at the airport, I guess they've been traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because a lot of them like are saying like, oh my gosh, look at them. They're like so casual and, you know, they don't care.
Mm.
But if you look at like what they're wearing, it's because they're wearing Levi's.
Right, they're so, promoting their brand.
And a lot of Levi's clothes are mm-hmm. a lot more casual compared mm-hmm. to, I don't know, Gucci, compared to Burberry.
Right.
So it's kind of expected that they're going to look like more casual, normal people
mm-hmm.
if they're wearing Levi's. So there you go, debunked.
Right.
It's like not as casual as you thought because they're still wearing the sponsored stuff. They're just representing,
yeah.
But yeah, that was a collaboration that I loved it. Oh, also they had like a promo video and everything, mm-hmm. which was cool too. Sadly, no like full on like music video. Was there? No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so, right? Mm-mm. And then I guess while we're on New Jeans, let's talk about an interesting topic that has been sweeping the K-webs.
Yeah. Oh God.
We're gonna be talking about a fellow here from GOT7. His name, Bam Bam.
Bam.
Because, okay, let's rewind back. Remember he has this show right now. His mm-hmm. like show where it's, like he had like a recently like a couple weeks ago was like Jihyo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like super candid and like honest with whoever he's with.
Yeah, that's when he like admitted that he liked Nayeon. Right.
He had like a crush on Nayeon. Mm-hmm. So I guess there was like a, I don't really know the details of who he was with.
Is it like a comedian, I think, maybe? So or like another host?
I have no idea because all I see is the comment regarding New Jeans that this dude, I mean, how should we start this out even? Okay, so like, in the interview, he said that recently, this is quote unquote, recently I am into Winter and Hayden.
Hayden.
Because
from New Jeans.
It's not Hyrin, right? No. Even though I want to say Hyrin.
It's Hayden.
I like, still like it as
Hyrin.
Like
the bird, Hyrin.
Oh, but it sounds, that's why. Hyrin. It sounds cool, Hyrin. But like,
that's not her name.
Yeah, Hayden. And they have to have that.
Hyrin.
See, he said recently, I'm into Winter and Hayden. So
it's like, why would he say that? Because like then he kind of fixed it and was like, oh, I'm into their music.
Yeah, like he tried to repair it.
But then I was like, why don't you just say I'm into aespa and NewJeans music then? Like not specifically a member.
Because he said, I listen to their songs to heal me, to heal himself.
So he's only listening to Hyerin and Winter singing.
He really fumbled it at this point. He's doing damage control on the situation.
Didn't work.
Because I think he's 26.
Yeah, he's 28? He's the same age as Bang Chan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
oh, duh.
Because they're over, yeah.
Even when they were in the same company, mm-hmm. though.
So 26.
I think he's a little older, though. Like, I think he is 26.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so he's 10 years older than Hayden.
Yes. But the problem is, that's fine, except Hyerin is not legal. Like, 10-year age gap is okay if the girl is legal, you know?
Yeah, yeah. If you're 60, going out with a 50-year-old,
yeah, that's totally fine, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm being sure. Well, if you're 18 at least and 28, that's fine too, because that's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, at least it's legal here in the U.S. It might be different.
I think it's 20.
Oh, it's worse than there. That's right. They changed it,
yeah,
right? Like 20 or something?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bam Bam got a lot of heat for that. Like, a lot of people were... I mean, like, this dude has been showing up all over, like,
it's
my
everywhere.
Social media feed.
Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. Yep,
yeah,
Facebook.
TikTok, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, a lot of K-Nets just, like, bashing him.
People are, like, canceling him, basically, if
feel
like
he was being
like
too honest. He was right. He's getting too comfortable. He's not even... I don't think he's drunk either.
I don't think so.
He's just being too brutally honest mm-hmm. in front of cameras, my guy.
Right.
Also... He could have maybe saved himself too. There was a question. They asked him, would you choose Nayeon or Hayden?
Like, hello.
Okay, this is your chance to really...
Redeem yourself.
Really redeem yourself.
Bitch, what the hell is he doing?
You obviously know by Haley's response what he answered.
He freaking picked Hayden over Nayeon. Like, come on, dude.
Well, I guess he had a crush on Nayeon, so maybe it's in the past, but what does that mean? Does he have a current crush on
obviously
Hayden?
He does. It's so obvious that he does. Because then, like, didn't he say, like, he's, like, trying to say, oh, this is not my ideal type because she's too young. He's like, hello.
He said something after that, too. Like, he's like, maybe in a few years. I'm like, oh, my God.
What the fuck? Just stop talking already, please.
Bam, please.
He's not helping himself.
Cut. Bring in Jackson Wang. Just take your shirt off.
They didn't even, like, edit it out. And they just, like, kept all of that.
Bring in your other GOT7 members. Have Jackson Wang sing. Take his shirt off. Oh, actually, have Mark take his shirt off.
Yeah.
Because he's already showing off his bulge. And the Calvin Klein ads.
Yes, we're looking forward to Jungkook's underwear, CK underwear pics too, because we got to taste what they'll look like.
A male K-pop idol With because Mark actually had a collaboration with Calvin Klein, and he had some ads out too, and you could see his bulge, and he's wearing just boxer briefs, so it's perfect. We have a taste of what might
what's to come for Jungkook.
All army, hold on to your panties and your boxer briefs, because we will be talking about that too, because we have some news about that,
right?
Some interesting news about that.
Well, yeah, I don't know, Bam Bam. I don't know how he's gonna dig himself out of this, because like people were already saying, like his agency was like saying that they're gonna sue the people that were doing like malicious comments towards him about this whole like head-in thing, and like the company got involved. I was like, dude, but then it's his fucking fault for saying something like that. He knows, he's well aware that she's illegal and not of age, so why would he even freaking say that?
Like, trying to help you, they even said Nyon or Han. You don't have to be honest. You could have just said Nyon.
You should have just said Nyon and just ended it there.
You didn't even have to say Winter and Hedin. You should have just said Espa and New Jeans. If you quote unquote, you know, if their music quote unquote heals you,
right?
Well, the damage is done.
He's in trouble. Bam Bam,
you are.
I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Cancel culture, because especially this is the era of canceled culture. So,
and people are very, very protective of New Jeans, because knowing that most of them are underage, I feel like a lot of people are protective. And you have to be very, very careful of what you say about them, because I think all of them are underage except for two, right?
Except for...
Hani and...
Two of them, yeah. Danielle? And Minji. Minji's the oldest.
Oh, wait, isn't Danielle going to...
She's technically
gonna turn 18 soon, right?
Technically,
when's her birthday? I thought it was like April or something.
It was 11th.
Oh, soon.
It's very soon.
So there you go.
Right,
so
when we land,
there'll be three of
when
them
we land in
legal.
Japan, she's gonna be legal. So if you see an ekiben, which is those lunch bento boxes for the bullet train, the Shinkansen. If you see an Australian one, Haley, you can get one.
An Aussie ekiben
to celebrate the birthday of
Danielle.
So yeah, that's the New Jeans news.
Right.
There has been a lot of like news in terms of like more of the bigger groups and everything. There's probably a lot of small ones. Oh, you know, I think even Chu is joined a new agency after all the drama from her old one.
Oh,
so
really?
I don't even know the details, but I think I just vaguely recall that. And then I'm trying to think, was there something else? Oh, let's just move on to Blackpink. Because Blackpink and Coachella are already happening.
That's like
next
week.
Or actually, of this, the episode when this airs, this weekend,
because
we're talking to you all from the past, everyone in the future.
That's crazy.
And it's going to be two weekends, as always, per Coachella.
Blackpink's set list is long.
Yeah, so their set list had leaked.
Which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. But
it's
I was just
better
surprised.
Than what we expected.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So if you're going, awesome. Have fun.
They're doing their solo songs, too.
That's why. It's like really, it's pretty cool.
You'll get to hear Jisoo's
Flower. This is going to be Flower. So you're going to hear it for the first time performed. So it's going to be pretty cool that they're going to have this whole thing. And I think if you buy like, because most of the time, like with Coachella, from what I remember, which is a long ass time ago, I know it's hella expensive, but there's like that one premium, like super high tier one where you hang out in the back, like all the VIP areas.
Yeah.
Like it's basically like you're just like in the...
Like the lounge, like, right?
Yeah, not just even lounges, because there's multiple lounges even for like different tiers, right? But then this one is like your backstage kind of thing. So it's expensive, obviously, but if it's worth it, because you might... You will run into celebrities. That includes possibly some of the artists, and that obviously includes Blackpink.
Right.
So there you go. If you get to run and catch them and meet them and watch them, that's your Coachella experience, and that definitely sounds worth it to me. So that'd be really cool, because their set list, it looked pretty stacked.
It looked long. I think it's like more than an hour.
So you'd have to for sure wait the whole damn day. Like, get there early to the festival. You will not be moving because there's going to be a ton of other Blinks and just fans or like whatever.
See, that's what's not fun for me for festivals, especially if they're like going to be the last. I can't do that.
Yeah, like festival-wise, I always just kind of like hung back and just like, you know, went to different artists to like just listen to the music.
That's why it's just better to see them at their own concert, in my opinion.
In Haley's opinion. Even though I don't know why you're talking like this.
That's because I'm Australian, mate.
Okay. With that said, I think... we do have more Jisoo stuff. she's been doing a ton of promos mm-hmm. and interviews. That includes, remember that one show, Not Prepared? I think, like, remember Jin was in it? The one where he's drunk.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. With that girl?
Yeah, I forgot her name. Oh, the my one God, that Lee. Did it with Mujin? Wait, who did you say?
I don't even know. I'm making stuff
up. Who's
No, nothing.
What did you just say? No,
but it's the one from... It's the one that Jin with 17. Did you just say
a generic Korean name?
No.
Thinking that that it would sound like another Korean.
No, but she's the one that did it with 17, right? BSS?
I believe so.
Right?
And then, well, if that's the same person, I don't know, actually. But if that's the same one as Jin, then yeah, that's mm-hmm. the same person. Because, yeah, Jisoo was on it, and let me tell you, drunk Jisoo would be awesome to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's...
I saw she was dancing with
her. She was dancing. She even did her, like, dance challenge.
Yeah, she did.
Which is funny, because when they uploaded it, they included the part in the beginning where she's still stumbling over.
Yeah, I saw that.
Then they went straight into the dance.
So funny.
She was... it's cool, because it's funny that Jisoo is one of those drunks that, like, is, like, a super fun drunk. Mm-hmm. She's, like, laughing a ton. Like, laughing nonstop. Well,
not emotional like Hoshi.
No, it's not a crying, emotional Hoshi drunk.
Oh.
She's a laughing and flirty,
mm-hmm.
flirty drunk. That'd be a lot of fun to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it looks like she had a great time, and it's nice to see like her just kind of just being her quirky Jisoo self.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there was another interview, which was interesting too. She kind of talks about the dynamic. It was interesting to me because she's obviously the oldest.
Yeah.
She's the uni, right?
Yeah.
And it was kind of hard for her. Did you know that?
For what?
To being the oldest in Blackpink.
Why?
Because she's the youngest sibling out of two siblings.
So she always like had someone looking so after her.
She was like, she said she was so used to getting away with things and being the baby, basically for like all her life till she joined Blackpink.
That's why the other members of Blackpink baby her a lot.
That's the thing. So it's like when she joined Blackpink, she was super like nervous mm-hmm. and like scared because she's the oldest
mm-hmm.
because of all the responsibility, I guess, that that's usually put on
the leader, that member. But then they don't have a leader.
They don't have like a full leader. She mm-hmm. kind of like is like there's no leader. A lot of people will say certain members, like either Jennie or Jisoo, is kind of the leader, but they technically don't have an official one. But either way, like Haley said, it doesn't feel like it because they all baby Jisoo. Like Jisoo
she's
says,
like so tiny.
Jisoo says she feels like she's the youngest when she's with the members too. Sometimes, like she's like always jokes around and is like they're always like checking and like taking care of her.
She's the fake Mungnae.
Exactly. So she is the official fake Mungnae, and she acts like the Mungnae for Blackpink. And all of us love it because you know how cute and everything she is. And, like, we've seen it plenty of times
mm-hmm.
where it's, like, the other members are, like, taking care of her, protecting her and everything. Like, Lisa protecting her. I've seen Rosie and Jen. Like,
right.
Every member has, like, protected her. Small Jisoo. I mean, I still can't get over, like, when we saw them in person in Dallas, like, up close. She's the tiniest one.
Yeah, she is.
She's, like, so cute and small and, like, petite. She's, like, really tiny. I thought Jennie was going to be smaller. I think she's, like, smaller than Jennie.
Yeah, she is, because Jennie's taller than her.
Well,
because
Rosie and Lisa were a lot taller, too, than Jennie. And then when they crab walk, that's how I was like, oh, shit, Rosie is, like,
pretty tall. She's, like, 5'6".
And especially because she was, like, right next to Jennie when we talked to them, mm-hmm. Which you could also see those cool videos on our TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. But she's tiny, and she's really small and cute. So Jisoo's awesome. Her flower dance challenge has been, like, everywhere. Everyone's mm-hmm. doing it, too. So it's been pretty cool to see all these different, you know, Gen 4 groups, of course,
mm-hmm.
covering it and everything. So, and also her and Jimin, they've been, mm-hmm. like, killing it on, like,
as solo artists.
Solo artist sales. Like, I think they're breaking so many records.
They are. Are they going to be on Music Bank together or not? I thought they were supposed to be on a music show together at the same time.
It was supposed to be Inkigayo.
Oh, Inkigayo.
You tell me. I thought Jimin was not going to be on it anymore.
I don't know, but I saw it. I don't know how many recordings of Inkigayo they do.
So that happened. I think, man, we have a lot of Stray Kids and BTS stuff. Because actually, a ton of BTS stuff literally happened
this morning.
As of this Friday. What is the date? April 7th.
Yeah.
You know exactly what we're talking about. Like, it happened, like, around the morning and around, like, noontime for
us-ish,
right?
Dude, yeah, what the hell time was it over there?
I don't even know. These guys, like, just are,
dude,
like,
they're, like, off at, like, 4 in the morning?
They don't even care. Yeah, doing laundry, quote unquote, in the morning. God. But yeah, let me, okay, with that small transition, there's going to be an ad break right here. And Haley, do you want Stray Kids first or do you want BTS first? Because usually you end on Stray Kids. Do you want to mix it up this time or and start with Stray Kids?
Yeah, we can start with Stray Kids. Okay. So, since there's not too much. There's not much going on.
Not much. And also, we save all the interesting, chaotic stuff for last because, let me just say, Borahe is a code word.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's Calvin Klein.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Stray Kids.
So, I feel, okay, it's literally been a week since we saw them as of this recording.
How do you, first off, how are you doing?
I'm still really, really sad.
As of this, exactly this timestamp that we're recording it.
They would have been performing, I think, like God's Menu. Yeah, and
they would be like
that.
Doing Thunderous and all that right now. Or they're doing like they're looking for JYP maybe in the crowd or like
doing
looking around.
Their unit songs. I'm sad still. Like, I'm still not over it. And I feel like this whole week went by so fast. And I can't believe it's been a week since we've seen them. I feel like it's just been like a day. And I keep looking back at my videos and thinking like, damn, we were just there last week.
Oh, I know that. I know that pain.
I'm so sad. And like the thing is like with them, I don't know when they're going to come back and tour here. So
I don't know.
Like,
obviously they will drop news. They didn't even do shit at the after
no,
the second
I think
day.
It's going to be done like off maybe like this month or something. They said that they were going to have a comeback in April.
Okay.
So it'll be sometime this month.
Something will happen. But I just don't know when or where.
Yeah,
or how or why.
Because they're still busy right now. So like literally this morning they arrived in Paris.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're busy.
They're there for Music Bank, right?
So I think we talked about this like in December because that's when like tickets went on sale for people that live in Paris or who are attending Music Bank in Paris. So it's not your typical award show kind of thing where they like compete. Who's ranking the best song that week or whatever, you know, like the ones that they do in
the
Korea.
The ones that we're used to that in the actual Music Bank. Like the regular Music Bank, Ikigai.
So the Music Bank in Paris is more so like they described it as a concert festival.
It does seem like it.
Yeah.
It makes more
so
sense internationally. Yeah. It's like for more promotional purposes kind of
But
thing.
It's just called Music Bank in Paris. But the lineup, so it's going to be happening April 8th. Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow our time, or like this week, Saturday, tomorrow of when we're recording.
Yeah, yeah. So the lineup includes Stray Kids, of course, and Hyphen, and NYX, Mamamoo, The Boys, IVE, P1 Harmony, Gravity, and AB6.
That's actually a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, I know all of them except for AB6. Am I even pronouncing that right? Probably not.
It's like, no, it's AB6X.
Yeah, so they'll be there. I'm looking forward to the fan cams.
You have your own. You have plenty from the Encore concert.
That's true.
Why do you need to?
Because
you have
HD
ones straight in your phone you have not even shared with the world.
Yeah, because every time I look at them and then I get sad and then I just don't want to look at them anymore.
It's like you use it as a form of treatment for your post-concert depression.
And then it makes me more.
But it makes you, it treats you, but it also makes you more depressed.
Yes, that's so true.
It's like the fat bastard thing from,
eat because I'm sad and I'm sad because I'm.
I'm sad because I eat.
Yeah,
something
like that.
From Austin Powers.
Oh, I'm fat. Was it? I don't even remember.
I eat because I'm sad and I'm sad because I eat.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
It's a cycle.
Fat bastard. Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
What did you call me? I'm just
And then, so I think we mentioned this on our last podcast where two stays had an interaction with Han and Changbin at the gym, at the hotel gym that they were staying at, which I still don't know what hotel they were staying at.
Guess what? It's finally been confirmed, our suspicions, because we're like, wait, this is a little too suspicious.
I know, we're like, they accidentally bumped into them, like, did they really, though?
Not knowing that in the end, they are
Sae-sungs.
So, yeah.
Or, like, I don't know if it would be, like, exactly Sae-sungs, but they're obviously, like, stalker fans.
I would count it because you told me this. Mm-hmm. They also flew. Like,
not only did they
stay, and you said they were people who found out that
That's
they were
true.
Go at the fucking, like, the gym, like, every day.
Yeah, trying to wait for
Stray waiting
kids.
For some one of them to show up. Mm-hmm. So they were doing that. They also flew to Paris following them for the Music Bank. if that's not Sae-sung material,
yeah, you're right.
Then
yeah, so they got called out, like their whole account and Twitter where they had made the tweet saying like, oh, like we worked out with Stray Kids at the gym. It's all gone. Like, they deleted everything. They deleted the tweet. They deleted their account because, like, people were, like, fucking calling them out.
Yeah, because my ass, you were there to exercise. You know why? Some video or pictures leaked of them, and they kind of, like, they didn't show their faces. They censored it.
Yeah.
But it showed what they were wearing, and they're wearing, like, a freaking, like,
a denim skirt.
A denim mini skirt. And, like, I don't...
That's outfit, not gym workout.
Their outfit was not for exercising. It was literally just to, like, thirst trap and look cute. Like, it was too obvious. So, it's like, yeah, this was definitely not a coincidence.
That makes me really sad because, like, at first, you know, when they had posted it on their Twitter and we had talked about it, I was like, oh, man, that's such, like, a wholesome, like, interaction between them.
You and thousands of others probably thought the same.
Yeah, actually, they did because they're like, oh, man, like, this sucks. Like, why did it have to be, like, Sae-sung fans? So, yeah, that's shitty. So, like, they obviously, I guess people were saying that there was, like, always a group of people at the hotel, like, those quote-unquote fans, like, just waiting for Stray Kids.
Damn.
And then I feel like people were saying, like, it made Stray Kids uncomfortable, but then because they're so nice, they still interacted with them, even though they knew they were being, like, stalked.
Yeah.
Which is, because that's how they are.
Yeah.
So, like, they even got to talk to Chungbin and Han, like, damn it. God damn it. That's not fair. But then they're not good people. Don't do that because I feel like it makes the artist uncomfortable and it's like you're invading their privacy. Because, like, would you want that? Like, people following you around all the time?
All the time.
Taking videos?
Like, okay, like, I get it. If you want to, like, catch a glimpse of them.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm sure, like, it would happen one time, like, if we stay in the same hotel.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I think camping out, like, for them to return from wherever they go, like, staying in the lobby waiting till they leave.
And I feel like because...
it's a different story.
They always work out late or, like, really early in the morning. So it's, like, what? Those people are just there?
If I run into Chungbin, I do work out late sometimes, so...
That's true.
And I wouldn't be wearing a mini skirt. Mm-mm. I would actually be working out. I actually maybe do not want him to see me when I'm working out. I'll be sweating and my hair's like everywhere.
Yeah.
So never mind. Maybe that's a bad idea. But the fact that they even flew to
Paris,
to Paris right after.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. That's where the line was crossed already. But
right.
It's being more crossed.
And then like Hyunjin uploaded his vlog and it's the one that's called Hyunee's Holiday 6. So I guess this is his 6th one that he's uploaded. And it's just like a mini blog. And he was going around Tokyo. So this is when they filmed, I think, back in February. So they're very like...
When they were in Japan, right?
When they're in Japan.
For some reason, people thought they're in Paris. But that's freaking Tokyo Tower.
Oh my god. I don't know why that bothers me so much. But people are like,
oh my god. It did bother
me
a lot.
I was like, how can you guys not tell the difference between the Eiffel Tower and Tokyo Tower? Tokyo Tower is clearly red. Is the Eiffel Tower red? Does the Eiffel Tower look like that? Like, I was just like,
I remember
Haley
was like, what the heck? People really think this is the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, because
people
were like, oh my god, they're in Paris too. I was like, wait, that's not
and
Paris.
If you look at the cars, if you look at the back, like, that's not European at all. Like, it's kind of obvious.
Well, now but they're in Paris. Now they'll take pictures with the Eiffel Tower, probably.
Now you'll see the difference.
No, and then people will be like, oh my god, they're in Tokyo again. Oh, it's Tokyo Tower.
It's a lose-lose for him.
Just kidding. And then I guess, like, on his vlog, he went to Ueno Park. He caught, like, the train, like, the regular train. He bought, like, a little ticket and went on the subway. And it's just making me excited for Japan because he was, like, eating. He had soba. And then he had, like, he went to some cute cafe and ate a parfait. And I was, like, getting really hungry watching it because I was, like, dang, just thinking about all the food that we'll be eating when we go to Japan.
Wait. Should we post stuff on our permission to stand also, like, our food stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, just, like, because I was going to do it, obviously, on my personal. It's something to think about because you're going to eat a lot of cool and cute food.
I mean, yeah, if you want to, you can tag it and then just, like, transfer it over. Because yours is public. Mine's private.
Yeah, that's true. I can just tag and then... repost.
Yeah, but that's it for Stray Kids.
And is it time for BTS?
Yes.
A lot of stuff has happened for BTS, and it's only been literally 2 days for us when we're recording this, and it blows my mind.
That's why I told him, I was like, we can do like an actual episode.
Literally right after we finished recording the other episode, they announced Suga as an NBA ambassador.
Makes fucking sense.
It makes sense, but I was like, really?
Damn, literally right Yoongi. After we're
done recording?
Yeah.
But yeah, Yoongi, it makes sense. Yoongi's at like every game. Yeah. This man deserves to be an ambassador, a global ambassador.
That's awesome. Good for him. He's probably over the moon about that.
That's pretty awesome. Not gonna lie, for real. And then, I mean, like, he's been like busy too, like promoting and like with Switchita.
Yeah. Always, he has that. And then he's dropping like a documentary on Disney Plus.
Isn't he gonna be with TXT like for the next one? I think I saw Yeonjun.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Is it out yet or no? No, I think promos, right?
Yeah, promos only.
But it's funny because he was laughing at them a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they really get along. Like, they're the real, like the big brothers of TXT.
Yeah.
Like,
because
I know they're like the same company and stuff, but then the way that their dynamic is because they're the same company, and literally TXT is the group HYBE made after BTS.
Yeah, and then obviously, like, TXT, the members are ARMYs.
I mean, yeah, I know actual, that.
Yeah, like, but then that's
I'm
why
not,
they have...
Like, I'm not saying in terms of fans.
No, I know.
We really know that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, literally, like, you know, like someone to look up to.
Yeah.
Just like how Yoongi was, like, really looking up to Taeyong.
Right, but they're not.
For that episode, which was really awesome. Yeah. So it was kind of cool. And it was funny because they were drunk. For sure.
Of course.
Like, just in the previews alone.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, though? You were saying something about the promo or something?
Oh.
His promos?
That he's been dropping, I can't even think right now. Just keep going.
People Part 2 had finally dropped as well. Music video does not have IU, unfortunately. Mm-mm. But super excited because People was a really cool song by Yoongi. And having IU do, like, I think it was the chorus parts, you can't go wrong.
But honestly, like, the music video ARMYs have been going crazy about it because it legit looks like one of those POV kind of, but like you're watching Yoongi as your husband because he's doing stuff around the house.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's almost, it's not as crazy as Stray Kids one. Remember the one
where
Felix is feeding you a pancake?
I mean, that's really made to feel like they're your boyfriends, basically. But this one wasn't. It's just like a very relaxed, chill. Like how Yoongi would be if you did live with him, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you could. This is how you would be experiencing it if he said yes to your sign. Will you marry me,
Yoongi? Right.
Or marry me, Yoongi. Mm-hmm. I mean, without the will you. Marry me, Yoongi music video. That's what they should rename it.
No.
Or married Yoongi.
Married with Yoongi.
Also, he's been busy promoting, like I said, for People Part 2 with IU, but he did this weird radio show live, like it was like on air radio show.
Yes,
it was very interesting because it turned more into just like a promo. It turned into like on air with Yoongi and get a lot of dating and life advice with
Yoongi.
It
sounded like he was like a freaking guru because like people had been submitting questions, but the questions were like dating advice.
Do you have some examples with you? Like,
I
remember you told me some. I was like, what the hell?
So oh, but first, because, like, we were talking about IU and then the music video. So I guess someone had written in and they were, like, asking Yoongi, like, why didn't they have IU?
Yeah, where was
IU? Yeah, they're like, where is IU? She's not in the music video. And then Yoongi replied, he's like, I asked IU to appear in the music video, but she was too busy, so it didn't work out. So he had to redo the script and plan. And then if you're going to say... HYBE didn't spend any money. Get out. Get out of here right now. Because they did. Because I spent it, so I know. So he was the one like that put the money into the music video and the production. So he's like, if you guys are telling me that I didn't spend money on it, I did. But then it's just because IU was busy. So obviously they wanted her there and they planned to have her there. But her schedule is probably crazy.
Dude, IU is IU. She has her show. She has like, Yoongi's like, was already like, wasn't he practicing? Because usually the guests on IU's show, Palette, they also perform too.
That's true.
So, like, I remember there was videos of Yoongi in the practice studio, or was it pictures? So, IU's busy too. Like,
that's true.
Just a lot of stuff. Even acting. I think she's supposed to be, she's probably busy with her acting schedule right now too.
Yeah, she's just busy all the time. And then, so, like, as far as, like, his dating advice, someone wrote in, me and my husband are an ARMY couple. My husband was at a seat closer than me at the Busan concert, and I asked him for the closer seat, and even threatened to divorce him. What should I do? And then Yoongi was like, that's cute. You both are special fans to me. I think you should do better at ticketing. He just straight up threw her under the bus.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's perfect. Perfect neutral-ish comment.
Right. And then there was this other one.
That wasn't real.
That wasn't life advice. This one was, I have dated my boyfriend since middle school and have dated them for 8 years. We had made lots of memories and have been happy together, but I have a big concern. Last week, I told him I want to go see the flowers, so I got dressed up and was excited. Then my man just came out wearing the usual. I was sad about it. It happened last time in Christmas, too. He doesn't really like dressing up, though, and she's basically asking for his thoughts. And he's like, I don't really dress up on a regular. I think he might not be dressing up because he just doesn't know how. I think you should tell him, come wear this, and give him specifics.
That's actual good life advice.
Yeah, because sometimes guys don't know what to wear. And they just put whatever they want on.
Whatever's comfortable. I'll be honest. Like, that's what I want. Sometimes if Haley gives me recommendations, she's like, oh, don't wear that. Or like, can you wear this? Or
yeah.
I'll just like, all right. I don't care. Sure.
Yeah, so like basically she should probably say like, oh, like I want you to dress up nice. Maybe he didn't even know. So like.
Yeah, you just got to tell him.
Maybe he just thinks that his girlfriend just always likes to dress up.
Like, oh, my girlfriend's so cool and chill.
Yeah, and then there's another one. For the first time in a while, I got a girlfriend.
Yes.
My girlfriend is a Yoongi fan, so I became a fan too. She is 2 years older than me, and she's a nurse, so she's very busy. I'm also busy too. We don't live that close to each other. And then Yoongi was like, so you don't live that close to each other. You should move close to her then.
Good answer. Good advice.
There are people who don't like when there's... Oh, I don't know. This translation is kind of off. But yeah, basically he's just like giving like advice like, you should move closer. And then, I don't know. It didn't make sense.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Womp. The translation was off.
But it makes sense. Like honestly, long distance relationships, like I think like 90% of the time do not work out.
Yeah. So I mean, for a while it does.
Like in the beginning, like the, you know, the honeymoon phase and... You know, really wanting to be with that person.
But long term.
But like, if it's been like a year or two after and like it takes forever, it's hard to see each other. It's going to get harder and it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So one of you has to decide to move closer or with each other.
Right.
Then it'll work out. Trust us.
There's been like smaller comments too. Thoughts on Suga marry me. And then.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yoongi was
I
like.
I hear what he says.
He just says, I'm thankful knowing people love me.
That's a good answer.
Straight up.
This man is a genius. He knows exactly what to say. Like, he's been in the public eye all these years and obviously like at a grander scale now.
And
so
then,
he knows what this is something I think Bam Bam should have asked him questions.
For real.
And get real advice on like how to like be neutral and say things appropriately.
Exactly, so that doesn't get you in trouble. And then someone asked, when do you think of armies? Yoongi, when working on albums and practicing. Do you like texting or phone calls? Texting. He would.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I do too, because I'm an introvert. And then, why are you so cute? I was just born that cute. Freaking Yoongi.
I love it.
And then someone also asked, where's the 7 tattoo? Because he's still the member that doesn't...
Shown. That's right.
We don't know where it
is.
What
is his nipple?
He's like, oh, like being like...
Secret?
Secret-y. He's like, hey, I wonder where it is. Where it is? I don't even know. Like, he's like teasing.
Flashes everywhere.
I don't know where it is. It's probably on his butt. I
hope it's on his butt cheek or something.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. And then I guess J-Hope and Jimin also came on The Voice live. This is all like,
oh yeah,
through
like,
voice, through like phone calls. Call. Yeah. So they came on too. But basically, he was supposed to be promoting the new music video and his song, but it turned into
Yoongi, TED Talks or Yoongi Talks.
Guru Yoongi, I guess. On dating advice and yep, life.
Pretty much.
That's it for Yoongi.
And enter Jungkook. Or should we say Tae? Did Tae and Hobi start it first?
Yeah, so Tae and...
Okay.
J-Hope.
They went on Weverse Live.
Yeah.
This is all in a span of 12 minutes total, right?
Right.
It's insane everything that went on.
So yeah, first I felt like so much happened, and then when I looked at the live, I was like, oh, it's only like 12 minutes total.
And it's like posts are everywhere, yeah, like all these different like things going on.
Because it was so freaking chaotic.
So Tay and Hobie were there. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hobie even, we got a glance at his military haircut.
Yeah.
His hair is really short.
He cut it, but then it's not as short.
It's not super short yet.
It's not buzz cut.
It's getting close.
It's not buzz cut.
It's probably to kind of help it when it gets buzz cut.
Do they need to get it buzz cut? I feel like that's a choice. It has to be like short and not like super. Do you
probably
think?
Something where it looks standard, like yeah, standardized, like with a lot of the other people,
right? So. Yeah, because I think Jin just went all for it and yeah, just shaved like, it all off. It. Yeah, he's like, my hair grows fast anyway. But so yeah, it started off with V and Hobie, and we knew it was at Jungkook's apartment because he had like the aurora light. That little light
it
thing that he always...
It basically looked like Jungkook's apartment. So, so his guess... house or whatever place he's staying at.
So I guess Jungkook had like message in their group chat and was asking if anybody wanted to come over. And only V and J-Hope were the ones that were available. So they came over to his place. So that's why. And then I guess they just decided to do a Weverse live like impromptu.
Yeah, impromptu enough, like, at the end of their hangout, because they left, right? Within, like, 2-3 minutes?
Yeah, they left.
They actually just left.
So, like, yeah. This place. And then I guess, like, at the end of that, like, 2-minute live that V and Hobie were in, Jungkook was, like, in the background, and he's like, I need to do my laundry. I need to do my laundry. And then he showed us his laundry bag.
Ooh. We got a good taste of interesting stuff after they left.
Yeah,
right?
So after they left.
Laundry bag is cute.
Mm-hmm. It looked purple. I don't know if it was really purple.
Well,
I know,
I know what was definitely purple.
Yeah, so like after they left, he indeed did his laundry on Weverse Live.
He's folding his laundry. And yes, that includes Borahe Boxer Briefs by Calvin Klein. Because this man actually was folding his underwear.
Yeah.
On live.
I
feel like it was on purpose, but at the same time, he's trying to be oblivious to the fact
yeah,
that he's thirst trapping and teasing all ARMY.
Yeah, because like, why the hell was all his laundry just fucking undies?
That's why. I'm like, oh, maybe he wears undies as a shirt also.
No, it was like all underwear. Undies. And this is what he said. He's like, I think I've been doing laundry all day. I'm probably the first idol doing this, right? Folding my laundry during a live.
I think he is.
He's like, I feel happy when I do my laundry.
I think he definitely is the first idol. Making history. Haley's literally looking at videos.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching him roll up his Borahe boxer briefs.
But it's so funny, though, because, like, he said he needed to do it, but then he wanted to be there for ARMY, too. So he folded his briefs.
Can someone from TWICE... fold their underwear while doing laundry.
No, they definitely not do that.
A man can dream.
But that was it for his live. It was very short.
It was a short, sweet 12 minutes of pure blissful chaos.
It was very chaotic. And then I think like even when V was there, and then it was just V and Hobie in front of the camera, and then he turned to Hobie and was like, "You're gonna leave soon." Aww. So we don't know when his date is, but it has
it
to be
should
soon.
Be really soon.
Yeah.
And also Jungkook is in the works of, I think he purchased like, it's either he purchased the land or something. Mm. He's building a new 3-story house.
Damn.
In Itaewon.
Man.
That's expensive as hell already, just
right,
the city alone. So of course he definitely has the money.
But he's balling.
He's balling. Free balling. And I guess we'll see him fold laundry and more boxer briefs in the future in his new home.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, probably when we're gone, his ads for CK in his boxer briefs, his purple boxer briefs.
We will see it on ads, like, advertising
boards. Are they boxer briefs, though? I feel like they're tidy. No, they're not tidy whities.
They weren't, because they have the leg
part.
Yeah,
what are
you talking
about?
Never mind. They are definitely boxer briefs. Let me tell you, as someone who wears boxer briefs, I can confirm these are boxer briefs.
Okay, then they're not like Hyunjin's G-string.
I was going to... Oh, no, they were not. Like the George of the Jungle G-strings.
I'm just kidding.
I think we might run into some of the ads, maybe in Japan.
Oh, that's true. Maybe. Hopefully they have it.
If we see posters of Stray Kids, you know, because they did promote the sound.
Yeah, but I think
if
those
we see
are gone.
Calvin Klein, Jungkook posters, will we be grabbing some?
Of course.
I'm going to grab some and I'm going to resell it to all of you.
I don't know if you can grab them. They're probably going to be huge.
That's what she said. when she saw Jungkook's Calvin Klein ad.
Oh no.
We could ship them to ourselves.
No.
You know, look, because we could package and ship.
I'm just going to take a picture of it.
We could roll it up and then ship it to ourselves back here so we don't have to carry it in our luggage.
What are we going to do with that?
We're going to give it to all our friends for Christmas. Mm-hmm. You're not even for Christmas. You know, freaking like our friend Elise, she would love it.
Right.
Probably put it on top of her roof before she sleeps so she stares at it from her bed.
The thing is that those CK ads are like here in the U.S. too. I've seen people, like the billboards.
The billboards.
Like
but I'm talking about like smaller ones.
Oh,
you never
smaller
know. Like,
posters.
I'm not going to ask
us
to.
I thought he was going
to
take the fun from the billboard.
We're shipping a billboard to our house?
That's what I was like, what are you going to do with that?
I'm
going to
make
huge.
It my wallpaper in my office. So I just stare at Jungkook's bulge.
No.
While I'm working. Perfect.
Don't say that.
And I think that's
it. That's it.
And on that note.
Ending with Jungkook's bulge.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So yeah. Yeah, we'll be in Japan. For sure, by the time you're listening to this, mm-hmm. we will have two very interesting episodes instead of the three because this is the third one.
Mm-hmm.
But two of them are going to be really good. I think I'm going to go with the ticketing one
mm-hmm.
where we talk about and vent about our frustrations and how much we hate Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
And her whole monopoly in the situation. And also we'll be talking about the differences in ticketing, how it's distributed. Obviously, we're used to the ones here in the U.S. and mm-hmm. like maybe in the Western where it's like you buy it, you wait in like a queue.
Right.
And you pay for your own money. And then most likely you end up having to purchase resales.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very different story in Japan, which might be very similar to how Korea does it.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually messaged and talked back and forth with one of our friends that we're going to actually see in Osaka when we're in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of Haley's friends, and I met her. She's really cool. Tammy, shout out to Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a fellow once, and she actually just did the ticketing for twice in Japan. So she kind of gave us like the whole like rundown of everything. It was really cool and interesting to hear how ticketing is there. And it's the spoiler is it's different.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to both.
And we'll go over all those too. The second episode will actually be a general episode about about biases and wreckers.
Right, and it was like our longest episode ever.
It was unintentionally going to be a long episode. But it's really interesting too because we do kind of go over like what they are, the basics of it, the standards of it, and also
the rules.
The quote-unquote rules.
Yeah, there's no fucking rules.
Spoiler.
Sorry.
And then, also, we go over six different groups, four big groups and two up-and-comers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, half guys, half girl groups.
Right.
You could probably assume and guess who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we go down the list and tell everyone who our bias and who our bias wrecker is and also why. Which is also because the why factor is very interesting because a lot of mine, when we were going over it, was based off personality and also seeing them live in concert, like my perspectives and how I who I liked and was like attracted or drawn to changed
after
seeing them live and
in concert.
And also if I haven't seen them live, it's because of their personalities, like watching some of the different variety shows and everything. It makes a big difference. That's why it's always nice to also, you get a taste of them by seeing them in their music videos, right? That's how you get to, like, you're like, oh, who's this?
Yeah, but then that's all, like, by looks only.
No, of course.
Yeah.
That's how you get into them.
Right.
Then when you start watching and getting to know the members, you're like, oh, I actually really like this member.
Right.
Like, oh, that person's really cute.
Oh, he makes me laugh so much.
Oh, she's so funny. She's so hot. Mm-hmm. Sana. And, yeah.
He's so beefy, Changbin.
Oh, don't get me started about Changbin's sister.
Oh, God.
It's too bad we didn't talk about that. You know, we never talked about it in any episode. Haley showed me. I don't know. Maybe we did. If we didn't, this is where we're talking about it really quick. Changbin's sister is one of the prettiest.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned
idol sisters ever.
Because we were talking about Felix's sisters and how he stole all the pretty jeans.
She's Nuna too, right?
Yeah, she's Nuna.
She's
the one that always films.
I'll call her Nuna.
She's not your Nuna.
Shh.
She's way younger than you.
She could call me a sunbae.
Oh my god. But then,
I'll be a sunbae.
She's the one that always films Changbin's vlogs. But she rarely shows her face. But then, obviously, like.
She's hung out
with, like, Olivia and Rachel.
You'll see the pictures. And Haley's the one that. And our other friends have been, like, linking IG reels and TikToks.
I think that was just me.
And I was like, oh, Jesus.
I was like, this
she is. Oh, she's. I'm going to have a sign for Stray Kids next time.
No! Because you're going to scare him away. Wait, I'm not going to stand near you.
Someone had something for Ian's brother, right? What did it say?
Oh, please introduce me to your brother.
So I'm going to do the exact same thing. Please introduce me to your sister, Changbin.
Ian straight up said, big X hands, no.
And he was smiling, laughing, but he's like, oh my God.
He was upset. He's like, mm-mm. Either that he didn't want to introduce
He was like jokingly them. Upset. You made it sound like he was upset, but he was like jokingly
Obviously,
kind of upset.
Obviously, he's joking.
We don't know that. He didn't want to do the hug thing. He made it sound like he's like, no hug.
Oh, he was.
I know, though. That's why. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, he didn't want to hug. I'm like, but this one was like, oh no, you can't. No, I'm not gonna introduce.
He probably wants them to himself. That's why. That's why he doesn't want to introduce his brother because he's like.
Is that what you're saying? Changbin wants his sister to himself.
No.
The way you're putting it is making it sound weird now.
No.
So that's why Changbin, introduce me to your sister. I can't wait to make this sign.
I'm standing away from you.
Why? How far are you standing? If we're sitting next to each other, I don't think you'll get that far.
I'll just be like, I don't know him, Changbin.
And then, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. This is actually a pretty good, decent chunk size episode.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you everyone for joining us. We will be enjoying some cool Ekibens. We were just watching some videos on it. Haley might get the Kirby or the Gudetama Shinkansen one.
Yeah, maybe.
No, Mike, that was a question.
Oh.
That was a question.
Both.
Yeah, possibly, actually.
Possibly both.
They're really cute. Like, yeah. So the Shinkansen is like the bullet train, and they have like Ekibens, which are like bento boxes, like, you know, like basically lunch boxes, right?
Yeah.
Like Japanese style ones. Bento. And they're they're cute one, and they're shaped, and they look just
like a train.
The train or mm-hmm. the Kirby one looks like, it's like a Kirby, like a cute Tupperware.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome. I would love to take a picture of our birds, like, on top of it, because it looks like they're riding a Gudetama bullet train.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be really cool to do that. So thank you everyone for joining us. As always, give us a like, subscribe, follow, hit that notification bell. If you're enjoying this, you can also send us DMs in our Instagram. Haley, where else can they find us and give us all that good info?
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And we will be in Japan, so there's going to, like I said, we really gave you a rundown of the two pre-recorded episodes, so we hope you enjoy that. Then we will return and be back in May. And till then, everyone take care, stay safe, and as always,
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.